A Tricky Kid Media original presentation distributed by iHeartRadio. Hey, all you fans, marks, smarks, jobbers, cheerers, and jeerers. Get ready for an exciting bout of no holds barred fun. I'm Dana French, and this is Wrestling. Welcome to an exciting addition to the Tricky Kid Radio Podcast Network, where we take on all corners in the world of professional wrestling. We will be talking with legends from the past, the best talent of today, and rising stars of the future. Don't miss weekly post-show analysis, guest commentary, and live remotes from the matches with your host, a veteran of calling the action ringside, Roy Turner.
I got Gunther going the longest, and the final four is Rock, Cody, Drew, and Punk.
I love it. Who do you have being first eliminated?
Akira Tozawa.
Tozawa's first one out.
Yeah.
All right. My first two are Chad Gable and Santos Escobar.
I got Chad as first.
Yeah. Longest time I have Jey Uso as the Iron Man.
Who's Iron Man?
Jey Uso.
Jey Uso, okay.
Yeah.
I got him coming in at 9.
I'm loving your surprises with Scotty Too Hotty.
We're definitely seeing
Ryback.
Rikishi. In terms of comebacks, I've got Andrade.
Andrade, I like that.
I've got Macaulay Black.
Styles Clash. And Kane.
Rikishi. Scotty Too Hotty.
Big E. Ron Baker. Carmelo Hayes.
CM Punk's. Yes, it was Rumble 2014, his last match. WWE, and he quit the next day.
10 years.
10 years later, his first match back is at the Rumble. I freaking love it.
Oh, Uso.
Yeah.
He's my Iron Man. He's my Iron Man, so it's looking good. Okay, this guy's got a great entrance, too. And what's great is it's the exact opposite of Roman.
Yeah. Roman is very calm. This is very animated.
Yeah.
All right. You having him as number one and your Iron Man, that goes
I'm looking
very
good.
Well.
I'm looking good.
Samantha Irvin is so
she's good.
And she's like wife.
Well, look at these. Isn't Uso, this Jey Uso married to Naomi?
Yes.
And look how they both got like the neon
yeah.
lasers.
Yeah. Now, I think the other one is gay.
Jimmy?
The other one's gay.
Jimmy Uso?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
But like, I was just thinking like, this looks like Naomi's entrance.
Yeah.
With
yeah,
the lasers.
In a sense, right, yeah.
And then being a couple.
Yeah. They blew it without having Arion. All right, having a fucking Dacos ringer again. I guess Carmella is still resting. No one knows who the fuck the bunny is anyway, so that's okay.
You know who this is? Jimmy.
You think so? Is that what you have?
No, I don't. I have fucking Chad Gable and somebody else.
Chad,
but I'm thinking it's got to be Jimmy.
Now you're thinking, what are y'all thinking?
Jimmy number two.
Because what else would make sense unless it was either that or Sammy?
Yeah, you want something hot.
Yeah. I think it's gonna
like if it was Chad Gable, it'd be kind of like, that's fun.
Yeah, but
if Katira Zazawa, okay.
I think the one's going to be Sammy, or maybe you're right. Maybe it could be Jimmy.
Brock.
No, he's not showing his face tonight. Who is it? What is that?
He's looking. Oh, did I call
it? You called it.
If I watched wrestling my entire life, or what?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Jay and Jimmy wanted to.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present C-Mac. I salute you, sir.
Uso.
Because what else?
So, did you know there's a Royal Rumble? Like 89 or 90, when 1 and 2 are like tag team partners. I think it's like the Warlord and the Barbarian or something.
You're right, sure, yeah.
And they just fucking smash each other.
Yeah.
And I've always been like, wanted to see tag team partners be 1 and 2.
those early Rumbles are so goddamn fun, dude. They're so, oh, because right there.
They're figuring it out.
Okay, but here's what you're smart, though. Because think about it. When else would they fight? Because here's the thing. Think about it. Nobody would really care about a feud between the two of them. It's not a program that could work. People want to see it, but they only want to see who's going to be loyal, right? Okay? So if they were to run this as a program, like a Brett Owen thing, it wouldn't work.
Why say that?
Because I don't think anyone, I don't think it works.
Okay? Why? Besides that, you don't think.
Because they don't seem that different. They don't seem, I'm not convinced they're on opposite sides.
One's wearing red and one's wearing blue.
Well,
one is yeet, one is no yeet.
Okay, right. But where it works here is that if one of them came in as like 3 and 4, you know, they have other people to fight.
Well, so it's also they also might be testing it.
No, this is, yeah, right.
They're testing it. They're like, let's see what it's like.
Right, this is where it works.
Yeah. And they're like, we want to do this at Mania or not.
Let's
give you guys 90 seconds.
We're saying the same thing.
Get the crowd going.
We're saying the exact same thing. Because one can't be better than the other, okay?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, they got to tease it though. But it wouldn't make any sense. But we're saying the same thing.
Who's the one that has the DWIs?
Both of them. So here's what's kind of pretty funny, what you might like. So I grew up in Arkansas. And one of my oldest friends, a guy named Tommy Woodward, who moved to Pensacola, Florida, a few years ago. And there's a car that has been on WWE programming. I don't know which one drove it, but my friend Tommy built that car for them. He was like commissioned by them.
Hey, Miles, are you going to watch the rest of it?
Come on back. Miles, are you ready? It's time for the Rumble. Come on back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
We got our first opponent tonight is Miles.
Yeah, coming in number 3 is Miles.
2, 1.
Who's it going to be?
Oh, Grayson.
I don't even have him in the damn thing. Come back, Mozzie. We've been waiting for you. Come on back. Mozzie, I have on my jeans. All right, jump on the bed. Yeah, okay. Coming in at number 3, everybody. Look, it's Miles Turner. Mozzie, wave to your fans. I'm not kidding, dude. I stream every Friday night, and people are like, who watch are like, where's Miles? I'm like, hey, what am I, chopped liver? Like, oh, he does the Santino spot?
He hasn't been in yet.
That's true. As the announcers remind us. Mozzie, who's next? I think that Miles coming down just in time for the Rumble is not a coincidence. Do you agree? What? Can you top that? I didn't realize that Jack Daniels is very sweet. I know we drink a drink called Tomatol. You know, have you ever had that? And
no.
In an odd year, instead of like 12 and 25, it's like 10, 16. Muzzy, stop that.
Why?
But it's fantastic. 9, 8,
he's jumping.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Are we number 4 already?
Feed me more.
Right back.
Oh no, it's Andrade!
Look at that. I had him number 12.
Whoa!
So, okay, that's where
I thought it said feed.
That's where we drink. I thought it said feed and we're like, oh my god, because I don't really think Ryback's coming back, but like, look who's back, the Roar for Andrade.
This guy was amazing.
Amazing.
Like, I don't know what the hell AEW was doing with him. Guys, great in the ring.
Nothing. They dropped the ball in him. And isn't he married to Charlotte Flair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, like, man, Charlotte might go to AEW. Nope.
Did you see? In the major market?
Oh!
AEW sold less than 2,000 tickets.
Wow, where?
was it Washington, D.C., I think?
Jeez. Like a Dynamite?
Yeah, I think it was like
house
a
show?
House show. But like, yeah. It was like the...
It was like that... Remember we saw Impact at the Factory?
Oh, yeah.
And it was like 500 people there.
Dude, I saw Impact at House of Blues where they had the ring on the fucking stage.
Yeah.
And you set up there. Jose, who's next? Oh, three amigos! Look at that.
I'm gonna get out, Waller.
But I think what people are realizing is this: was that, okay, we're sick of Vince McMahon's shit. We got to get out of here. We're gonna go to greener pastures. And they get over to AEW and realize that it's a house of fucking cards, right?
Yeah,
it's a house of cards.
It's a little billionaire kid's plaything.
Yeah. Carmelo Hayes, yeah. You're right about that.
NXT guys, you gotta have a few NXT guys.
So, it's like, once you're over the, great job, Muzzy, once you're over the relief of no longer having to deal with Vince McMahon, you go over and you realize, oh, I'm not gonna go any further. This is a billionaire's playground. It's all it is.
Not even billionaire. Yeah, he's a billionaire, but he's mainly like billionaire kid.
Right.
Like, they didn't have to work for anything.
No, some trust fund. Dude, if you were in that room with us, with Tony Khan, it was unbelievable. It was, he just exuded trust fund shithead.
Like, yeah.
Wesley, where are you going? Come back. We need you. You're needed. Come back, please. You want to go to bed? I love you. Get up, Wesley. Is he the best or what? He's the best.
Oh, kiddo.
Yeah.
I'll never forget when I saw, when Manny was in Dallas, I went to the Ring of Honor show when it was Briscoe's versus The Revival.
Right.
And it was a great show, but I remember at the end of it, Tony Khan.
Oh.
Grayson Waller, first one out.
No, that's Austin Theory, right?
No, that's Grayson Waller.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So Austin never made it in, is that right?
Hasn't made it in yet.
Okay.
But anywho, Tony Khan at the end of the show, and this was before day one of WrestleMania, he said, I promise you, you're not going to see anything this weekend that is as good as what you just saw. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Ring of Honor?
Yeah.
And then the next night was Stone Cold's return.
Oh.
I was like, what an idiot.
I got to be honest, bro. One of my favorite moments of my whole thing was night two.
Hey, Nakamura.
And remember how I had those seats that were like the friends and family seats?
Yeah, yeah, good seat.
Right. And you came over. I remember Mariah May, who was down at AEW, remember how I brought her down? Remember that?
No, I remember that.
You remember that? So she was supposed to come down. Her and her friend were at the very top, and I screenshotted her my seat. And she came all the way down and fucking never came over to say thank you or hi or anything, right? Okay? Anyway, but once we realized that Stone Cold was going to come out again on night two.
Oh, yeah.
And that whole, like, with Pat McAfee and he punted the football and all that, that was fucking greatness. Okay,
night one was so good because you had Stone Cold KO, you had Cody Seth, and you had Bianca Becky.
Yeah.
But incredible. I barely even remember night two.
But no, I'm saying this. When you came down from that fucking seat.
Yeah.
And you came over and you had beers.
Night two, we snuck down.
No, but you had beers in your hand and you were like, hey, bro. And you came down. But night two, we snuck down. We had that.
Yeah, we did the Brock Roman.
Right, but when Stone
hanging
Cold
out the
back,
NXT.
You were wearing your Sami Zayn shirt and all that.
Oh yeah, night two was Sammy and Johnny, yeah. Knoxville.
So I had Shinsuke at 17.
Who's this?
Number 7?
Santos Escobar. I had him as 2.
I got him at number 14.
This is the guy, they like this guy a lot.
I'm not impressed.
I don't know much about him, but they are really high on him. But I'm surprised he's not wearing an LWO shirt. I thought that was his thing.
Yeah.
Or did he, like, leave LWO?
No, this is his breakout. But he's a little Daishiki. Did Miles go to bed? He came down for a little bit to start the second Rumble and final Rumble.
Let's see Escobar against Andrade.
Chris and I are very grateful. Hey, Chris and I are very grateful for you.
Yes, thank you.
Very grateful for you. There we go.
A lot of crickets right now.
Yeah, this is weird. Like, what number are we at? We're only at 5, right?
It's like 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah. Yeah, 7.
Here we go. Andrade and Santos.
So where is Austin?
No, it was Grayson Waller.
Grayson Waller, thank you.
And he got eliminated.
Both of them?
Austin Theory hasn't come out.
Oh, okay. I thought, okay. You're right. Thank you. Smack him. You're going to smack him. Oh. Audi 5000. Yeah, so I feel like the WWE also dropped the ball with Andrade as well. Do you agree with that? I mean, like.
Yeah, he was awesome in NXT, and then WWE didn't really do much.
I mean, he's a main event guy. He should be part of the picture, but. Jesse, is this too loud? Too loud? Would you?
3, 2, 1.
I'll tell you what, okay?
All right, who do you think comes out first between Cody and CM Punk?
That's good, thank you. Oh, there's Scarlett. Karrion Kross is number 8?
Yeah, this is my guy that I had as first eliminated, but he'll probably be second eliminated.
16. Okay, so what was your question before that?
Who do you think comes out first between Cody or Punk?
Who's gonna come before Cody or Punk?
Yeah.
Cody.
Cody comes out before Punk.
Okay. I mean, Punk is gonna come out. I got Punk coming out at 25.
Yeah.
No, I'm probably gonna switch that. I got Cody. And this is CM Punk here. Got Cody at 25, Punk at 28.
Okay. Both come out late.
Yes.
Punk. Well, Cody came out 30 last year and won it. And
no, they both got to come out late because, I mean, they have to have the middle ages. Can I trouble you for just one more there? Like, or am I going too far?
No, I'm going to leave this bottle with you, man.
No. Well, whatever you want to do, brother. I'm good to glad you're here, man. Thank you. Okay, we can't
shoot. Rings filling up.
How's this? We can't shoot until we have an elimination or a surprise. How's that sound? 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Still too loud, babe?
There's 9. Dom. Oh, yeah!
I didn't have Dom.
You didn't have Dom in the Rumble? The fucking best heel in the company. That's incredible.
Guy, you're right.
Guy's so good.
No, you're right.
He's amazing.
No, he's not. Listen, he's not that great in a ring yet, okay?
But it doesn't matter.
But what you're saying, though, in terms of being like the best in the company, you're absolutely fucking right about that.
It doesn't matter if he's good in the ring or not.
How did I not fucking see this? Okay, so
you know what I want to see? I want to see Dom eliminate Andrade.
Okay.
Can
you hear okay?
Yeah.
Is it loud enough?
Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
You need louder?
No, I'm okay.
Jesse, are we good? Okay, good. Hey, let's thank Jocelyn here, Chris.
Thank you.
We love you.
Good night.
Thank you, babe. Thank you, babe. Dirty Dom.
That's great. Going after Karrion Kross. Oh no.
So here's the thing. I'm almost starting to wonder: is Rhea and Dom really a thing? I mean, it's almost like a thing, right? I mean, could
Definitely
it be? Like, I mean, they're doing their jobs well.
Yeah, but I'd be surprised.
Yeah. Well, when you're on the road 300 days of the year, who the fuck else do you see, right? You know?
It's true.
Has there been any eliminations?
Grayson Waller.
The only one?
The only one. My man, I'm gonna win the Iron Man.
Yo, you're gonna win it for sure. 3, 2, 1. We gotta have a monster. Braun Strowman, here we go.
Oh, Carlito!
Oh, all right. I should have had him as a surprise. Oh, I love him. Okay. Now, what was the pay-per-view where he came in Puerto Rico, where he came back?
Oh, yeah, Bad Bunnies.
Right. That was the best. And then fucking Zelina comes out with a flag, and he looked fucking kick-ass, and he got a job. He's like training down in with Shawn Michaels.
Oh, Santos Escobar just went away.
And he's training with Shawn Michaels right now.
I saw Carlito wrestle JTG at VIP Wrestling.
Wow.
I miss VIP Wrestling. I'm like, where are they?
What with Lou Gotti and all that?
Yeah.
So they still do shows and stuff, whatever. Like,
I wish they did more at the Haltom Theater. Like, that's a great venue.
Oh.
You've never been?
Yes.
Oh, it's great.
No.
What did I like about it?
Well, from production standpoint. Oh God, he Carlito has bit the apple. Carlito has the apple's already, he already has the apple out.
Alton Theater, great, great venue.
Okay, I spit in the face of people.
Oh, I spit at Santos.
Who don't want to be cool like Santos.
Escobar is gone.
In the face of people who go to Alton Theater.
It's a great place to see a show.
If you want to see a punk show, yeah. A wrestling show, no.
Have you seen a wrestling show there?
Dude, we had so many fucking problems there, bro. Like,
I think it's a great spot to see a show. Okay, oh, here comes Zombie.
Oh, did I even? Oh, Yawn Burger with a side of snores. Bobby Lashley is a fucking snooze salad. With yawn dressing. Bobby Lashley is a fucking yawn burger with yawn dressing.
I like Bobby Lashley.
No, fuck no. God damn, no. Come on,
I think this guy's close to 50.
Okay, I gotta hand it to you. If you saw the 24 on him, do you know that the reason why he has that scar on his face because of a fucking bank robbery? You know that?
Damn. Oh, Dom.
Oh! Dom! Oh, shit!
Good spear.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, it's Nor, huh? Gets you up yelling, the guy that bores you to tears, huh?
No, I'm yelling for fucking Dom, right?
Okay.
So, oh, no, Carlito, no!
Well, did he get in the ring?
Mozzie, come back. Oh, no, it's Miles. Miles, come back. We need you. Your fans are calling
for you. Goodbye, Karrion Kross.
Really? Miles, your fans are asking for you. Come back. Your fans are asking about you.
Akam.
AOP.
Who are they with? Who's there?
Paul fucking Ellering, dude.
Yeah, but who? Why are they coming down?
Because they want their president. They want their presence felt.
Who in the ring are they supporting?
No, they're policing.
Oh, they're with Karrion Kross.
Oh, Lashley's gone?
He didn't last long.
See, just like the fucking women's, the 10s was good, the 20s have sucked. Or the teens have sucked. Okay, we're creating stories.
Oh, here we go. We got ourselves a six-man tag.
So it's Carmelo. Is it Carmelo? Who else?
This is the Street Profits and Office of Pain.
Oh, is that Carmelo?
Carmelo Hayes.
So anyway.
No, Carmelo Hayes is still in the ring.
So that scar on fucking Bobby's face, is he went to a bank to withdraw money and some robbers came in and he caught one. Oh,
it's Ludwig.
That was funny as hell. Did you see that?
Yeah, he's like, get on our way. This guy's good.
No, he's great. And, you'd be surprised who he's dating.
Man, you know all the gossip.
Yeah, I do. I think it's Tiffany Stratton.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, somebody you wouldn't think like, at all. Mazzy, who's next? Mazzy, there is 1,633 people watching us right now, and they're all asking about you. Mazzy, wave to your fans. It's like a full-on Miles chant in the chat room right now. Mazzy, it's like a full-on Miles chant in the fucking chat room. Say hi, wave to your fans. Okay, I am so behind right now that it's crazy. Okay, Jinder Mahal, where are you on Jinder?
Like, when does he enter?
No, I mean, do you like him? Because I think
he's great.
Utilized, right?
I like him a lot. I'm a fan.
I am too, man. Not to mention the India market, right?
Sure.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
Oh, he's going back upstairs. 2, 1.
Surprise, come on.
Austin Theory.
Down. How did I not get either one of them on my list?
That's right, Austin Theory wrestled Pat McAfee at WrestleMania you and I went to.
Yeah. Yeah. But Austin versus Cena, I gotta tell you, that was I became a believer. Mousy, I love you.
Yeah, this dude, he's good, I think.
Mousy, bedtime is 9 o'clock. Look at that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
Good.
So how long have you and your girl been together?
About a year and a half.
Yeah. I thought she was cool as shit when she was here, man.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
So I'm going to have a crawfish boil here again.
For your B-Day?
Well, probably just something. I'm going to have it different. Like my birthday is going to be probably out in Granbury, where my sister lives. But just like a welcome to spring thing.
Cool.
I promise you, everything will be cooked this time. So,
hey, that was still a great party.
Thank you. You made it fun as well.
Oh, yeah, we're on Titan time.
Yeah, Titan time, right?
Let's go. Let's get this going.
Yeah. So this has got to be either Gunter or Jinder.
Oh, Finn.
Finn Balor. Who I also failed to mention on my list.
Oh, Finn and Damian are tag team champions?
Yeah.
This guy got a nice little boost for his career with the Judgment Day.
Yeah, because he was wrapped at that point, right? I mean, he was like...
He was losing steam.
Yeah, he was bound for, like, either TNA or AEW.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh! Carmelo, goodbye.
So who eliminated him?
Finn Balor, just now.
Balor did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Balor just flipped him out, helping out.
So
helping out his guy,
so
Dirty Dom.
Strange right now. So far, no one has multiple eliminations. By the way, I like a full ring, but no one has multiple eliminations. Here we go.
Tricky Kid Radio is distributed by iHeartRadio and is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store. Subscribe for free on the iHeartRadio app or on your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe to Tricky Kid TV on YouTube.com for a stunning visual look at all the fun we have here, plus exclusive content, short films, and more. Follow us on social media. Our Twitter handle, @TrickyKid2, type Tricky Kid Radio Podcast on Facebook and DJ Tricky Kid on Instagram. Speaking of which, subscribe now to Roy Turner's alter ego DJ Tricky Kid's amazing Twitch channel at twitch.tv for retro gaming, exclusive DJ sets, as well as DJ instruction and live streaming of Tricky Kid Radio, where you, the audience, can participate and interact with our guests. Don't miss a single stream, so you can be up to date on the latest on all things Tricky Kid. Subscribe now at twitch.tv/DJTrickyKid.
What's up? It's everyone's favorite wrestler, The Glamour, Mariah May, and you're listening to This Is Wrestling with Roy Turner.
All right, so I'm waiting for a surprise to tap that. Do you have anything on tap here? So we're waiting for a surprise. It's either going to be Mikali Black, Braun Ryback, or The Rock.
Then we got
seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Cody.
Oh!
That was early.
Yep.
I got Cody at 25. What number is he?
15.
That is early. Do you smoke pot, by the way?
No, not really.
Okay.
No.
Because she does. If you want some, she's got you covered.
Okay.
Okay. You want any?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay. So that's early. That might be your Iron Man right there.
I got Jay in the final four, 1-4.
Really?
Jay's in my final four.
Okay.
And he's number one.
So what is that? That's only 20 minutes.
What? He's still got to do his whole entrance.
They get him the full entrance.
Yeah, at 15.
Yeah.
It's going to be 16 by the time he gets in the ring.
I know, right? Okay.
Up, oh, here we go, Crossroads.
Crossroads.
Cody Cutter.
So, are they fighting?
Who? There goes Austin Theory. Oh, I threw a white belt into the audience.
Okay, so that's one for Cody, right?
Yeah. You're right. Every single, no one has multiple.
No one, but nobody has multiple eliminations. Dom is blown fucking sky. Dom is blown sky high. You see that?
He can get very good legs up.
Eight, seven, six. This has got to be a surprise, a monster, somebody.
Bronson Reed.
I had him early at five. Look.
This guy's great.
Okay, no, he sucks in the ring, but he's great on mic.
Great on the mic?
Yeah, no, he's great. He's like, do you know what's the guy, DJ Khalid, whatever?
Yeah.
Who's made like confidence, like a fucking, like economy, right? You know, like that's his fucking thing, right? But if you're gonna see Kane-like eliminations, it's not gonna happen.
Possibly when McIntyre comes in.
Okay, but where do you get McIntyre?
I didn't have an order, but I can imagine him coming in the next, probably like a 23, 24. Yeah.
24, yeah.
Clears out the ring. Has like four or five eliminations.
Okay, but here's the thing. They're selling it as...
Or Gunther. Gunther comes in and cleans the house.
I agree with that. But I already had him at eight. What number are we at?
Look at this.
That was fucking crazy.
This guy's great.
That was wild. Did you see that?
He's just big dude.
Okay, so where do you... Okay, whatever...
16.
Because we're already halfway in?
Let's go more fast. Oh, no.
Oh.
Andrade is out by Bronson Reed.
Okay, that's one.
Nakamura. No. Come on.
Come on. That's too funny. Jocelyn would have loved that. Eight, seven, six, five, four. I wish Miles was here. Three, two, one. Big surprise at 17.
Oh, it's a Big E?
It's a Big E?
Or Kofi.
Or Kofi. Or Xavier.
Kofi.
All right, I had Kofi at 23.
16
okay, here comes
Royal Rumbles.
Leave me one. No, we're okay. But you want popcorn?
I'm good.
Water.
Thank you.
Water?
I got a water here. Thank you.
Hey. Hey, do you want to get high with her?
No, I'm good. Thank
good.
You.
He's good. Okay, all right. He's good. Okay. Really? Okay. I didn't know if he was a pot guy or not. Yeah, okay, good. Come here. I love you. See a little bit of fans, the rest of it. No. Get him.
Ah, Nakamura's out.
Walk across and look in the hard camera and say hi.
That one?
That one, yeah. Walk in. Go on. Touch it, say hi. Perfect. 1,600 strong, Jossie. High five. 1,600 fucking strong right there. 1,633, I should
Is Kofi going to have a spot?
Here's a spot here.
Oh, yeah, Kofi and Kaiser have been having a little feud.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's Tiffany Stratton's boyfriend. I would not have imagined.
Oh, yeah, Kofi.
5,000.
A little middle rope trouble in paradise.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Uh-oh. Are we going to be Gunther?
Gunther? Yeah! Dude, this fucking guy is the shit.
He's amazing.
He's exactly the kind of guy I would only not like. He's undeniable. Whenever we saw him, was it Brock Lesnar at Mania?
Wait, what?
Was it him versus Brock at Mania, right?
No, it's him against Drew McIntyre.
Right, you're right.
And
there's
Sheamus.
Right. This guy is fucking ridiculous. Whenever...
That's 17 or 18?
I had him at 8. 1,633 strong, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Saturday night.
Dom and Gunther.
I wish I had a major sponsor. Maybe I'll go after this. That's fucking crazy, right? Okay, cheers.
Cheers. We haven't had a surprise yet.
I know, I'm waiting on it. I'm waiting. I'm not going to touch until we have a surprise. Thank you. Appreciate you. Oh! I wish Miles was here. Miles! God, look at the strength of him. All right, so we're at 16, 17.
Cody and Gunther.
Okay, Titan time now. It's been like 3 minutes, right? Okay. Okay, Damian Priest, Jinder Mahal, or is it time for a comedy act? I've got Otis and Ricochet. Which is going next? Jocelyn, thank you. We've had a lot of fun tonight. Thank you, Ben. Thank you very much. All right, Chris.
Oh, Kofi's out.
Let's give the horns to Jocelyn right here. The horns right there. Thank you, babe. Thank you.
Kofi, eliminated by Gunther.
I can't believe that. He didn't even do the spot.
Oh, man. I told you to take him out. I'm sorry.
Motherfucker. And there he is right there.
Ivar. We're getting some beef.
I had him at 7.
We're getting some beef.
And I took him out. Here comes the beef. The Rumble beef.
You think we're going to see a cartwheel?
Yes. Yes. Is a freak of nature. Was that 17?
Yeah.
Why is the team shitting? Like...
Just fill the ring.
Okay, so first 10 was kind of cool. The next 10 is filler. That means that when we get the 20...
We also had Gunther and Cody in the team.
Yeah, but when it gets to 20, that's when shit is on. Ivar at 17. That's insane.
Good luck. Look at Ivar.
Does that mean that Ray's coming out too? No way. Now, I love them with the tag team. Oh, Oos. Look out, Oos.
Beef.
The Rumble beef. Oh, I wish Miles was here. 9. God, Titan time. That took 4 minutes.
3, 2, 1.
Come on. Fucking surprise. 20, here it comes. Here it comes.
Who is it?
Mozzie, come on back.
Braun Breaker. I'm counting that.
I got him at 22.
I'm counting that as a surprise.
I'm counting that. Yeah, cheers. Mozzie, right here. Hey guys, Miles is back. You've been asking for him.
Braun Breaker.
He was Cora Jade's boyfriend.
Oh yeah?
They broke up.
Oh.
Because he's a fucking meathead and she's like an old chick. Mozzie. Your fans are asking about you. Wait.
Oh my gosh, Jimmy's gone.
Okay, so was that your Iron Man?
No, Jay is.
Mozzie.
Oh, is Tim Dower gone? Jade is gone.
Okay, he's the first person with multiple eliminations.
Oh, we're gonna have Braun and Gunther.
Wait, where's Braun? Where's Braun? Wait, what the fuck? I had Braun. Okay, that's fucking three for him. Mozzie, wave to your fans. Mozzie, come back. Okay, thank you for asking. Yes, Miles is awake. He's right here. He's gonna come over and join us. Spear by Braun Breaker. What a fucking push. Look, bro, he's the only one with multiple eliminations. 8, 7, 6, 5, Mozzie count, 4, 3, 2, 1.
21.
Omos. How did I not have him? I was dreaming. I didn't have him at all.
It's to show off what can Breaker do with Omos.
Yeah, but this isn't going to go very far. I was just talking about Omos and fucking
MVP
in LA.
How can you see?
He can't.
That's why he has MVP.
Mozzie, wave to your fans before we go. They're asking about you. No, come over here. Wait, go to the camera. Wave to your fans. Everybody, Miles is going to go to bed for the night, okay? So no need to ask about him anymore. Mozzie, right there. Mozzie, right here. The camera. Okay, wave to your fans. Okay, good night, Mozzie. Okay, guys, thank y'all for asking about Miles, but Miles is going to go to bed tonight, so thank you. So Jay at 36, who's your Iron Man? Is that your
Jay?
I had, fucking God, I had...
Who's your Iron Man?
Damian Priest.
He hasn't
even come out yet. This has not gone the way I thought it was going to go at all.
Bronson Reed, what are you doing?
What the f-
Omos has got one.
Okay, the only person, this has got to be a stat that we've never seen before. The only person at 22 has multiple eliminations is fucking Braun Breaker.
Oh, you got another one.
Who is at 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. Titan time.
Yeah, all right, come on, let's get this going. Oh my God, it's McAfee.
Get the fuck out of here. Oh God.
Hey.
Shut the fuck. Okay, are we gonna shoot to that? That's a surprise.
Yeah, here we go. Matt McAfee is God.
Whoever made that sign just made their fucking night. Pat McAfee, throw his fucking ass out.
He's about to get smashed.
Throw his fucking toxic masculine.
Oh, he eliminated himself!
Like Lawler? Lawler? Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Nope. Comedy relief here. What number are we at?
22? 23?
Come on. Not already?
Boo! That was weak.
That was fucking lame. Give it to somebody else. Give it to fucking somebody else. Hey, Corey Graves would have fought, right? 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh man!
The boss is gone from Breaker.
Run.
That's another. That's 5 from Breaker.
He's gonna win.
And oh yes! Oh my God! And
Dom eliminated Breaker.
Get the fuck out of here! And Dom. I can't breathe.
Oh God!
I can't breathe.
Hey, we're down to. Oh!
Revenge. So who is that?
That's JD McDonough.
Oh yeah, he's funny as fuck. And Dom eliminates Braun. Oh. That is fucking funny, dude.
Hey, we only got 4 people in the ring.
No, 5. He eliminated 5.
Yeah, but there's
people.
Only 4 in the ring right now.
Mazi, come back. Come back. We need you right here. Go to bed. Go to bed. Okay, yeah, we gotta do a shot. That might be my favorite moment of the night, dude. Dom eliminates Braun. Mozzie, come over here. Guys, I have a surprise for you. Miles is back. Say hello to your fans. They're all asking. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, R-Truth.
I fucking took him out. Look, I had him at 16. Okay, comic relief right here, Miles. You picked the right time. You picked the right one, baby. Uh-huh.
No.
Wait, I was looking at that. What happened?
He threw McDonough in, and McDonough got knocked out immediately.
Out I love you. Say hello to your fans. Hey, guys, Miles is back.
All right, true.
Say hello to your fans. Mozzie, they're all asking about you.
Oh. He tagged him in.
Why is he acting like it's a tag match?
Because it's our truth.
I love it. Mozzie, right here. Mozzie, right here. Right here.
Oh, he's doing the John Cena 5 moves of doom. Oh, yeah, you can't see me.
So the big surprise was our truth.
Oh no.
Oh, that was nasty. That was nasty.
Punch him in the back of the head.
Yeah. 8, 7, Mozzie count. 6, 5. 5.
How many, what number is this going to be? 24?
2, 1. Mozzie.
All right, Miz.
Mozzie, the Miz, he called it. Jossie, Miles is a genius. Right here, Mozzie.
25. I think we're done with the surprises.
I think so. I don't know. We'll see. The Rock at 30.
That's right. 30. I think 30 CM Punk.
27. And Big E still. Big E still.
Oh, man, he's so good.
Mozzie. Say hello to your fans. Wave. Okay.
Oh, the buddies. The Awesome Truth.
Yeah. An Awesome Truth reunion? Can you imagine? Oh my God, Buzzy! An Awesome Truth reunion!
Oh, he saved Dom! Because he's in the Judgment Day.
He just betrayed the Awesome Truth. Okay, no one called that.
Oh, school cut, no. Uh-oh, 619.
No, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What is this?
Damien Priest.
Oh, fuck. I had him at 6.
He's coming in to eliminate R-Truth.
I know. I had him at 6. Oh, yeah, I had him at 6, but you're right. Okay, R-Truth, I'm sorry, sir, but your seconds are numbered.
Oh, my gosh.
Good job, Buzzy.
I called it.
Oh, buh. Buzzy, oh, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Jay Uso.
By a mile, you have it. Miles, I think you're a genius. Jocelyn, your son is a genius. He has called this whole match. Buzzy, say hello to your fans. 1,325 strong. 1,325 strong, guys.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh! What number was he?
26. All right, so 27. You're thinking CM Punk.
Okay, if it's 27, is it a Big E or CM Punk? We drink. Buzzy, you called this whole match. You're a genius. Jocelyn, 1,337 strong. Jocelyn, 1,337 strong. Thank you guys tonight so much from the bottom of my heart. I'm so excited for tonight. Buzzy, drink. Hey, Chris.
I'm good.
Cheers, our host, please. Here we go. It's got to be Big E or CM Punk. Buzzy, cheers.
Yeah!
You got it! You were so right.
Number 27.
Oh, the lucky number 27. That means he's the winner, right?
Yeah, I won the champion. What is it?
What is
that guy? Look at that guy. Big boy. See the boy?
That's the winner right there.
That's
and first time in 10 years. CM Punk enters the Royal Rumble.
Whoa.
Famously, after the 2014 Royal Rumble, he walks out of the company after being completely unhappy with the inside. Hang on, Mazi, hang on.
Oh.
Politics. Making his return after 10 years, it's CM Punk in the Royal Rumble. Are we looking at Mozzie? Are we looking at the winner right now?
Dom! Dom and Punk!
Yeah.
I love it!
I love it! Oh, go to sleep!
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
9, 8, 7.
Yeah, 3 more spots.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 3 more spots for Miles. Miles, hang on. 2 more spots.
Ricochet.
Ricochet, right, okay.
All right, McIntyre is going to be 29 or 30.
Okay, McIntyre is next. 29.
And then The Rock
is 30. Okay, fill this drink right here because when The Rock comes out, we're shooting. Mazzy, we got 2 more. Mazzy, 2 more. 2 more. Come on back. Molly, come back, come back, come on, hurry, hurry. Your fans are asking about you.
I mean, looking at the field that's in the ring right now, aside from Gunther, I think the power advantage has to be on Damian Priest's side.
Molly, two more, come on, come back, hurry. All right, get up, baby. Hey, Chris. Get up, Mazi. Good night. Cheers to you, brother. That's my best friend right there, man.
Woo!
So what's your girl's name again?
Deborah.
Oh, that's right. I don't know why I keep on calling Diana for something. Like, I thought she was cool as shit, man. She's working
here. Miz is out.
Oh, who got him? Gunther? This is the weirdest rumble ever, dude. Like, no one has had multiple... But
besides Braun Breaker, who was eliminated by Dom.
28 or
29? 29. You said McIntyre.
Yeah, right, right.
Oh, my gosh. Is it going to be freaking The Rock at 30?
I had him at 24, but you're absolutely right.
I have McIntyre's lead for eliminations, but I don't think he's going to get there.
All right, here we go. So 30 is The Rock, right?
No way. No freaking
okay,
way.
Okay, then who's 30?
I mean, Rey Mysterio.
No, 30 is The Rock, bro. Okay.
Maybe Sheamus.
Okay, Jinder Mahal.
Yeah, Jinder Mahal at 30.
Is 30, or Otis?
No, 30 is Brock.
No, no.
Brock
is
Lesnar.
Bro, if you saw the press conference, I saw, like, he's out.
Uso.
Jay is a runaway winner.
Yeah, he is, yeah. I got that one right.
We got, it's either Ray. Big E.
Yeah, maybe Big E. The Rock.
It's either Jinder. The Rock. Or Big E. It's got to be a big splash. It can't be a fucking... It can't be like some NXT guy. Otherwise, I will fucking be pissed off.
30 is always a big name.
Yeah.
Oh! Oh!
No!
Uso's going to eliminate Gunther.
Oos!
Oh!
Which one?
Jey Uso.
Is that your Iron Man?
That's my Iron Man. He's also my final four.
Okay, so 9, 8, 7 for the final time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The Rock.
Sammy, yes! Yeah! How could I forget about Sammy?
Your favorite wrestler of all time. All right, so, okay, final four now, quickly.
It's going to be McIntyre, Cody, Drew, and Gunther. Or Cody, Punk, Gunther, McIntyre.
Okay, all right. McIntyre, Cody, Drew.
And Punk. McIntyre and Drew. Instead of Drew, Gunther. So McIntyre, Cody, Gunther, Punk.
Yeah, you're right. McIntyre, Cody, Gunther, and Punk.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay. Eliminations are over, bro. We got to get it. Come on.
Ring the bell. That does it for us this week. We hope you had a slamming good time, and be sure to join us next week for more in-ring action. This has been a presentation of Tricky Kid Media Originals. Distributed by iHeartRadio. Created, directed, edited, and mastered by Roy Turner. Original score by Jocelyn Hunt. Artwork by Antora Sandy. Marketing and PR by Francesca Miles. Tricky Kid Radio is hosted by Roy Turner with introductions by me, Dana French. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us next week.